Blog Talk Radio.
Well, greetings and welcome to today's segment of the A New Day Show. I am your honored guest, Dynamic Daphne, and I am so supercharged this morning because today is June 1st and June is my turnaround month. Yes, guys, it's my turnaround month. And I am depending on you to assist me in manifesting great things. So while we wait on my honored guest to turn up, today we decide we are going to be talking about entrepreneurs using all the tools that are available to them so that we can manifest the greatness that we are called to do. I must tell you that the first portion of today's show is being sponsored by Maki Global Coaching and Professional Development. Maki Global Coaching and Professional Development. And you can check them out at MakiGlobal.com. MakiGlobal.com. So check them out to see what they are about and to support them in their endeavors. So again, I am super charged about today's segment and for today being my turnaround day. And I have a caller. Caller, good morning. Good morning, caller. Your last four digits are 0601. Well, maybe they are. Maybe you're just listening. So I was mentioning to you that June 1st is marking my turnaround month. And I'm expecting and depending on all of you, my listeners, to support me in my endeavors. And I want you to do so by supporting my international bulletin board. And later in a few minutes, I'll tell you just how you can do that. I want to remind you that the chat room is up and running, so you can visit us there and be part of that. I want to welcome guest 2442 to the chat. And I also want to remind you that you can call in and be part of the conversation by dialing 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So you can be involved in the conversation that is going on. We are also in need of an entertainment manager for the chat room here on the A New Day show, because we are just getting ready to heat things up here with you, my listeners. And we want your support there. I know my honored guest is in the chat room, and I will bring him on momentarily. But I want to let you know that we are just getting ready to do some amazing things. And we are looking for your support in helping us to manifest great things. So now you know why I am so super excited about today's segment and June 1st marking my turnaround month. And I'm sure that after you listen to today's segment, you are going to be carving out a portion of this year that you decide that you're going to have to heat things up and you'll have to turn things on. So before I bring my honored guests on, you know, we just got to do a bit of housekeeping. So I just want to give you some important information. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right, so there you got it, guys. Go over to the bulletin board right now. You don't want to miss out there. And without any further delay, I want to take this distinguished honor of welcoming my honored guest, Mr. Ricky Johnson. Mr. Johnson, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Daphne.
I am so honored that you wake up so early to be with us. And before we get into the conversation, I want to welcome guest 2465 to the chat room. Mr. Johnson, I know you are as excited as I am about today, because today marks my turnaround month.
Yes, indeed. Hey, to everybody, happy new month. I want to start that off. And it's always great to start off your day positive. So getting up early to a positive moment is a great thing. So I want to thank you for helping me start my day on a positive note.
Yes, 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 yes. And we just want to thank you for coming on to help us understand clearly all the things that we have available to us. And I know for you, Mr. Johnson, it has not always been easy. It took you, as a matter of fact, 30 years to perfect some things. And this is why you can come on the show this morning and speak with authority in the areas that you are known for and are an authority on. However, before we do that, I want for you to use a few minutes to lay the ground rule about who Ricky D. Johnson is and what gives you the authority to speak in the areas of marketing and advertising and just keeping visibility to the public when you're an entrepreneur.
Wow, that's a tall order. Been doing this for 30 years, so and I am actually a product of my conversation. So that's one of the areas of validation for myself. I have worked in the 8-to-5 world. I've worked for myself. I've always had my own operation, even when I was in the labor market. So I can relate to a lot of people who are either in business or want to get into business, and they're trying to figure that part out. So I'm going to try to figure how to transition from the traditional job into the work-for-myself market or to a independent contractor or distributor position. So that transition is always a little bit shaky because we are so conditioned to having other people provide, like our jobs. We've always been used to, you know, every 2 weeks or every month we have this check coming in, and we built our lives around that, which is there's nothing wrong with that. But the challenge becomes when you realize that there's more in you and more for you, and how do you get those two to come out? How do you manifest it? How do you show that in the physical world? What I have noticed over the years, a lot of times people don't have problems with philosophy. You can be better. Everything you need is within you. I mean, you'll be hard-pressed to find people go, hey, that's just total garbage. What I find the hardest hurdle is how do I take philosophy and apply it? How do I make that manifest in my physical world, you know, like paying my rent, buying my groceries? These are the things we all have to do. We got to take care of the basic needs. I don't care what we're doing. So the challenge for me has been and continues to, one, practice what you preach, and sometimes that's not always an easy road to be on, and keeping that belief that these things work, these marketing strategies, promotional strategies, these philosophies, they work. But here's the key to it. You got to apply it. That's where most of us fall down.
So what I hear – go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was saying what I've just heard you say then, the bottom line, and if I should summarize that, all of us that are going to be listening to this conversation, we need to get the mindset of going back to basics. There are some basic things that we got to understand in order to move ahead.
Definitely. And here's here's a couple of things I've noticed over the years. A lot of times, and you hear this, and it doesn't make sense, people will say, hey, you can become your own worst problem. And you're like, that's no way, because I want to succeed. I want to do good. I want all these great things to happen in my life. But when you really do take assessment of where you're at, how you got there, sometimes our biggest problem was self. It's how we saw things, how we approach things. Things don't take it personal. The economy is not personal. The economy didn't go after you specifically. It didn't go after me. It's the economy. The weather did not decide to be sunny or cold because of you or me. It's the weather. Gravity doesn't choose who will fall or who will stand up. It's gravity. So same thing in business. Business principles doesn't care about your gender, doesn't care about your race, doesn't care about your religion. It's business principle. Good business principle will work in the United States of America. It'll work in Haiti. It'll work in Switzerland. It'll work in Sweden. It makes no difference. Good business principles, like any principle, will apply to whatever you're applying it to. So challenge number one is you got to take self-assessment. And I'm not talking about feel-good moments and, yeah, I'm not talking about positive affirmations. I am a good person. I deserve great. That's not the part I'm talking about. that is definitely in your control. You can do that right this very second. The part I'm talking about is taking an inventory of the things you have going in your life. Like in any good business, you have to know what you have in stock. What can I provide? When you take these assessments, it will help you separate the things that you're saying, well, I didn't even know I had that. You know, it's just like a closet that you've been putting things in over the years. Well, eventually, stuff in the front gets pushed to the back. And so when you look at the front, you'll go, I do not have whatever item. But the truth is, you have that item, you've forgotten it, and it's in the back. You now got to pull that stuff out. You know, they say house cleaning. You got to pull all that stuff out. And you always get shocked. You remember, we gone to the store and we bought things that we didn't think we had, and it's like, oh my goodness, I got three of these things. And so, key number one, take inventory of where you're at and be honest about the inventory. If you're short of something, you are. It's not a personal indictment against you. It's not saying, hey, you're not a good business person or you should have known better. That's a waste of good energy. So we look at, what do we have? I have the ability to write. I have the ability to talk. I've been in three or four businesses that didn't work out so well, but out of that, I did learn something.
Whoa.
So there's a benefit. Yes, sir. Hello?
Oh, woo!
What happened?
I have no idea. Just hold me. Hey, things just went awry. I don't know what is happening there. I just heard a lot of turmoil. I think it's coming from the radio station. It nearly burst my eardrums. I just bear with us there. I don't know what happened.
Oh, I'm not hearing anything.
Okay,
it's on your
are
side.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah,
are
you
hearing
me?
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, continue. Go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
Well, see, thanks again. See, it's not even personal. Whatever's going on the radio, it's probably happening to anybody else doing a show right now. That's the key about it's even life. Things are going to happen. You need to write this down. Things are going to happen, and you always have a choice. In life, things are going to fall apart sometimes. They just are, and you have a choice. You can either fall apart with it or you can build up from it. You can either, like, you know, when it falls to pieces, you can either pick up the piece or become a piece. Many
That's
in
right.
business have to learn to pick up the pieces and not become one of the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Easier said than done.
Before you continue, I want to interject here because the statements you just made are powerful statements. And you know what came to mind as you began to relate those things is the fact that one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs encounter is that people are looking for quick fixes and quick results. So they're not looking to say how long they have been where they are and not doing the right thing. And when you work on giving them a plan to follow, nobody wants to follow that plan because it takes too long. Because I don't know if it's the amount of late night TV that people watch and all of that, why people want microwave results. They want it now because everybody looking on the spend the last dime they have to buy into this infomercial because everybody's going to be a multimillionaire in 24 hours. So when they listen to somebody like you telling us, go back to basic, do self-assessment, look in the mirror, see who is talking back at you, they don't want to hear that. Do you find that too with some of the people you work with?
Well, that's the hardest part for all of us. That's what I'm saying. Self-assessment's got to be the first thing because you can get all the tools, you can get all the strategies. All that stuff means nothing if you don't know who's using it, if you don't understand who's holding the tool. Why am I holding the tool? Because what you end up doing, you end up putting other people's goals in your world. That's the bad news. This infomercial you talk about, these become a millionaire tomorrow morning. Well, here's the real truth. Was that your thought when you started out? Were you planning on being a millionaire tomorrow morning? If the answer is yes, great. Follow whatever you saw. But if the answer was no, I plan to build a strong business. I wanted to provide to the community. I wanted to bring a viable service. I wanted to bring quality. If you had this list of things you wanted to accomplish, and now you take off on something else, I call it distractions. We got attraction to distractions. So now I'm distracted. So I go off on this infomercial I just saw that says, hey, there's a shortcut. You can get this done with just making a phone call. Now I am not doing my part. I'm not after my goal anymore. I'm now after whatever I just saw, using your example, on the television. Maybe to make this million said, you can run out of buy and sell real estate overnight and make $1 million. But when you started out in hair care. So now you drop hair care. You run over to this quick way of getting things done called real estate, and you find out you do lousy because you didn't have any skills in that. You had no interest in it. You were just trying to make a quick dollar. Reality is you get broker, not richer. So now you got to come back. Some do. Some just, like I said, they fall apart. They become the pieces. And so they don't pick up the pieces. They just go, hey, you know what? Business just didn't work. Forget that real estate didn't work for me. Now we make this greater statement. Business doesn't work. Well, not accurate. That assessment's wrong because business principle does work. You just applied it to the wrong thing. Come back to a thing that you really wanted to do, for example, hair care. And guess what? Watch things start happening. But you bring up a very good point. We in the United States of America, we do have microwave mentality. We want things done instantly, like the food we stick in the microwave. We don't want to wait 30 minutes. We only want to wait 3 minutes. We want it done in 3 seconds. Even if somebody tells us that food's no longer nutritionally good for you, now you just got some substance. You cooked all the good stuff out of it. But if you had took the time to boil it, let the whatever the item is, all the stuff in that gets into the water, and you can turn that into a broth and drink that, you'd have got more out of it. Same thing in business. No matter what you see, and you can write this down right now, no matter what you see, it takes time. That infomercial you saw, you may have saw it in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, but it took those folks days, literally days, to put that 15-minute or 30-minute commercial together. And so they understood the investment they had to put into this thing they wanted to get what they want. Same thing in business. You have to take the time to build your world. As I say, I'm a seed and harvest person. So you have to plant the seeds if you really want to have a harvest. Now, if you just want to take your seeds and scatter them all over the planet and, you know, some of them will fall on concrete, guess what? Nothing's going to happen. You have to take that seed and put it in fertile ground. Some of the fertile ground is patience. Some of that fertile ground is endurance. Some of that fertile ground is, I'm speaking figuratively, but that's the truth of the matter is, some of the fertile ground is these things that take that harvest. If the harvest is to have a successful business, then I got to plant these seeds in fertile ground. Some of the fertile ground is good networking. So that's why I need to plant my business seed. Just like what we're doing this morning.
And on that note, I think this is the perfect segue for me to give my listeners an opportunity to utilize some fertile ground. So just stick a pin, grab some water, and time for a bit of housekeeping.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, you know, Mr. Johnson was just speaking about fertile ground. And we here, we thought it would be so selfish not to make available to you, my listeners, who have supported me. I have thousands of listeners for the short time that I'm here on Blog Talk. And it's a blessing. And we talk about fertile ground adding value. And what success am I if I cannot make myself transparent to you and make myself available to you? Because we are here this morning. You heard me mention about turnaround month for me. For the past 6 weeks, 2 months, up to 3 weeks, you heard me mentioning all the different adversities that has been going on in my life. It's my car. It's my computer. It's my special friend dying. It's not counting the earlier portion of my life. But I'm not throwing up my arms and said I'm throwing in the towel. What I have been doing is embracing the adversities and taking advantages of them. And that's why I'm here this morning to share with you and to tell you how you can take advantages of your adversities. One of the ways that we are doing that, you heard mention about the International Bulletin Board. Well, what I'm doing is open up my entire Rolodex to you. So when you put your ad on that bulletin board, every one of my 30,000 plus listeners from the radio show, 20,000 plus from Twitter, my Facebook, and all the other social media, when they go to my bulletin board with your links there, they are going to your site as well. So if you have not gone there, I encourage you to open another window right now and go there and put your advertisements there. It's only $10 a month. And you don't want people not to see it when they go there today to listen. The other thing that I am doing, I am available to make house calls. Yes, my marketing coach says the doc is in to make house calls. So you want to have a customer appreciation day? You want to launch or open a business? You're having a special promotion? Yes, sir. I am available to come to your location, and I will do my thing for you right there, undisturbed. All the calls, all the promotions, all the live interviews will be focused around your business. For that day, I'm available from 30 minutes up to 2 hours to just help you rock your world and to bring attention to you. So those are some of the things that I'm doing in my turnaround month. And back to you, my honored guest.
Well, thank you. It is so encouraging to listen to somebody who, again, practice what they preach. Yeah, I've seen a lot of businesses. I've had, you know, some successes. I've had failures. So that's part of staying in the business world. Some things will go right. Some things will go wrong. But I have to commend you because in talking with you over the months and seeing that everything just did not go super smooth for you. But one thing, again, business principles, again, about bringing a quality service and a quality product to the marketplace, about doing your research. One thing I have to give you, Dr. Daphne, is that you have that thing called persistence. And I tell everybody, you know, no amount of travel down the wrong road leads to the right destination. So, again, you do our assessments. We make sure we're on the right path. We don't get attraction to distractions. And once we know we're heading the right direction, man, you want to do everything you can to get on down the road. You are a great interviewer. You are a great person to help other people become great. I think that is so cool. And the things you're doing and the fact that even through, because I'm learning from this, taking advantage of your adversities, I think is one of the greatest things one could ever have, because most of us, we just fall to our adversities. We get upset by them. We get frustrated by them. You know, it's like, why me and why am I going through this? But when you listen to somebody say, you know, that adversity is something you can benefit from, and like, you know, find the good and the bad. It's like, well, how do you do that? Okay, this is not cool. I do not like it. I don't want it happening to me. So when you talk to somebody who's been through, like, I mean, you shared with me, hey, the car got hit. You know, you're just going down the road, somebody hits your car, and they keep going. Well, now, for some people, that would have been it. I'm done. I'm out of here. computers acting crazy. And anybody know, if you're on the internet or you have a computer, you better get used to having some computer problems. You better just factor that into your day. What we mess up on a lot of times is we think, if you go by the TV or you get the latest book, it's like all this stuff falls in order. 1, 2, 3. That's not how it works. It will go 1, 3, 2, 1, 3. That's how it works. As long as you know that 1, 2, and 3 is part of what you got to do, you're okay. I commend you that you have showed up on your show, even through your adversity. You're not let that stop you. The Dr. Daphne Radio Hour has always shown up. You've always had good conversation. People get value from what you're saying. That's why your listenership didn't accidentally happen. That is a harvest. That's because you did plant a good seed, good interviewer, good questions, good people coming on your show. So these are why your show grows and other people's shows have not grown. And the good news about this is, again, back to, okay, well, what do we do once we start getting these tools and once we got this inventory? One of the things you got to make sure you're able to do with whatever you do, it must be measurable. Mm-hmm. It is extremely important. If it is not measurable, then you have no idea if you're moving forward or sliding back. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing process improvement, are you looking at, even in engineering, the first thing you start with is a benchmark. You got to know where you started from. Most people in business do not have a benchmark. They don't know. They just got into it. They're in it now. Now the bills are coming in, or they grew, they try to get employees. They have all this stuff going on, and you ask them, okay, well, where are you at? And they go, you know, I really couldn't tell you right now because I got so much going on. Well, you don't know if you're doing well or doing bad. If you base it solely on what your profits are, you may look like you're doing horrible and you could be doing great. Go ahead.
Yeah, because one of the shortfalls there for entrepreneurs, we think we got to do it all. So we oftentimes are so reluctant in engaging the services of someone that can get us on the right path. Because the first things you will hear entrepreneurs say, I don't have the money for that. And I'm saying, until you get that under control, whatever your that is, you won't ever have the money. So we have to come to the awareness that we cannot be all things in our endeavor. We got to find out where the skills are that we need and find a way to make them happen for us.
And that's part of your measurement. That's what I'm saying. Here's how you know I need help. If I start business in January of this year, and here it is, now I'm looking at the 6 months of the year, and I am not where I think I should be. Well, I got to know where that is. If I just opened up my doors and just went to work and just said, I'm just trying to get customers and I'm just trying to get money in, you could be doing well, you could be doing bad. I had a customer. I always think about this. When I first started out, there was this in Oakland, California. It was this lady with a children's clothing store. Her location wasn't the greatest because her store was actually in the back of two other stores. This was there was a street front presentation for these other stores, but hers was in the back, so you didn't know she was even there. So location wise, she's already challenged. When you got into her store, it's a pretty cool store. It's a very big store. She had all this clothing. And so my question to her was, okay, how did you decide to go with this particular clothing? She said, well, I just think it's nice, and other people would think it nice. I like, that's great. Did you do a survey? Did you ask questions? Did you find out, besides just you thinking this, how the people you want to buy this thing? So the answer to that was no. I said, now, since you're selling these clothing items, do you have any of your own? She said, yeah, well, I have clothes I have made. And so I said, so you create your own clothing. Do you have that in the store? She said, well, no, my name's not known yet. I go, none of this stuff sitting on the shelf was known at one time. None of these labels was known at one time. Now that they're known, people ask for it. Mm-hmm. Same thing would happen with your product. You sit it out there, and what's the goal? One day people will be asking for my product. When did your inventory come in, first out? Do you understand that part of inventory? So there's all these different questions. Here's the crack up for me. Just what you just shared, when you said people looking for their that. In her mind, she still needed more things for her business to be successful. And I looked and said, wow, your assets are huge. You have tons of things in here that you're just not properly positioning. Her thing was, I need to get more inventory. See, I need to put more stuff out because that'll bring people in. I said, well, the first thing people need to know is that you're even here.
That's right.
So you need to go out front. The store in front of her was a bakery store, and I forget the other store at this time. I said, if I were you, I would walk into that bakery store, take a stack of flyers, hand it to the bakery person, say, hey, listen, for everybody that buys a dozen donuts today, I will give them 30% off of anything they buy out of my store. So let that bakery store now be your representative who has the storefront advantage. They have the sidewalk advantage. As they say, the foot traffic advantage is to the store that's facing the foot traffic. Just like street traffic advantage, if you have a sign, that's why people put up billboards. They're trying to get the wheel advantage or street advantage. So same thing with foot traffic. If you find your location is not where you really want to be, then get to the place or go to the place you would like to be and strike up a deal with somebody to say, let me put a flyer in your window, especially if you're a non-competing business. The bakery store could care less about the clothing. They're not in the clothing business. She could care less about the bakery because she wasn't in the bakery business. So here's a complementary relationship. People will buy more donuts so they can get the 30% discount. People come down to my store, they get the discount, now they know about me. So they got some donuts and some good clothes all in one motion. She's now expanded her marketing reach to an audience that would have never knew she was there because her signage wasn't in her advantage. These are the things I'm talking about when I say take your inventory. You got to be measurable. How do you know if you're moving forward? And so I point this out right now. Even to you, Dr. Daphne, congratulations. You saw, hey, you know what? I have great services. I need to get this to my listenership and help them grow their business. My business is growing. I need to help my listeners grow their business or grow their audience or increase their reach, which you're able to help them do that even through this show. Now with your International Bulletin Board, now you can help them even reach a greater audience. These are the things that when people say they're looking for that, a lot of times I will say to you, you already have it. That's one of the things I do with all my clients. I do asset inventory. I'll look at your assets. Generally, I can find assets you're not even aware of. They're either unused, underutilized, or unrecognized. And I'll come in and do an assessment with you. And then we'll say, okay, what can we do to turn this around so that you can now generate an income from it? And the income can be $1 to $1,000. The dollar amount is really not significant. What's significant is that you understand what was in your inventory closet. And if you don't clean that, that's why I say you have to do the self-assessment, because if you don't clean that closet out, you don't know what you're working with. So to all the listeners right now that are saying, hey, you know what, I want to get in the business. You know what, though, I need more marketing, promotional, and you just said it, Dr. Daphne. A lot of people just say, I just need more money. If I had more money, I could make this business extremely successful. I'm here to tell you, if you're not doing the right things, more money just helps you do the wrong things.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. Because, I mean, prior to meeting and working with you, I had not looked at marketing and advertising as simple as you put it. And I was puzzled because I'm looking, I said, that is so basic. Why don't more people know about it? Why don't more people use it? But as you say, more money get you to do more of the wrong things. And a lot of people are there just to mislead you and to have them do the things for you and not necessarily interested in having you learn how to do the things for yourself. Because That's one of the first things you said when I be when I started consulting with you, is that you focus a great deal on having your clients learn what to do. And that is powerful because you said at the top of the hour, wherever you go in the world, good business principle will apply. They will work and you will get results. They will work and you will get the result. I want to take a break here for just an update. Again, to remind you that this first hour is sponsored by Marquee Global Coaching and Consultant. And check us out at marqueeglobal.com. And we offer distance coaching. We do one-on-one coaching. Regardless of the time zone you live in, we can deliver. If you are sitting there pulling your hair out and wondering, what did I do to deserve all of this? We don't want you to pull your hair out any longer. That's why we are here. That's why I am the queen of turning adversities into advantages. And I can help you to do the same thing. I also mentioned that I am available for house call. Just talk with me. You know, when you go to the International Bulletin Board, there is a place there for you to also book your date to talk to me about the consultation and the fees. Yes, there is a fee. We're not coming out for free because, you know, we got to eat and we got to pay the bills and all of that good stuff. So it is affordable. And the other thing that sets us apart from the traditional things is that when you promote with us, you have access to my entire network. When I come out to do a live broadcast from your location, it is an archive. It can be downloaded. People can listen to it on their smartphone. It is there forever, forever, forever. I remember I did one such event 3 weeks ago. And when I went back after 4 days of doing that, there were 70 new people who visited the archive and listened to that. Guys, I'm telling you, no Yellow Page ad, no newspaper ad can beat that. It doesn't matter what product or service you're in, you want to make yourself available to the world. And this is what we are doing for you. And again, here is how you can take advantage of that. Just stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, Mr. Johnson, thank you for your patience and for sticking out with me.
Well, I appreciate being able to share this with you. You know, I just thought about something. We better make sure the spelling, because when I listened to that announcement, I said, you know what, people don't know it's D-R and not doctor, the word doctor, which we'll have to update that. They may not know how to get to your web address. So that's D-R, Daphne. So D-R-D-A-P-H-N-E. Just thought about it.
Yes.
Here's what's so cool about it. In listening to others, you just mentioned it. You know, when people think they got to do it all themselves, you won't make it. You will not survive this thing called business. I mean, most things in life we need help, but in business especially. Because guess what? We're all going to miss something. We all got our minds in different things. When you're running your own operation, it's on you to think about so many different things. So when you want to expand, you have to expand. And expand means get beyond me. I got to get beyond self. So when we bring other people in, it doesn't mean that other people are the end-all, the end-alls, or they got all the great answers. It's just that they bring a new perspective to something I'm doing. And it doesn't mean everything they suggest is something you're going to run with. But again, it's your inventory of options grow. As even I'm listening, I go, wow, that's something I would have normally just caught on my own, but listening to it now, I go, wow, you know what? We need to go correct that. But here's the cool piece about it. It is happening. It is, again, a seed's been planted. I know a harvest is going to come from it. So I'm going to come back to, you know, do your inventory. You got to measure where you're at. You got to make sure it's your goal you're pursuing and not somebody else's. And that's so easy to get caught up. Attraction to distraction will happen in a nanosecond. If you're not very careful, you don't stay focused, but you want to make sure you're getting on the right path, because you go down the wrong path, right, but you'll end up in the wrong place. So people get that confused.
I want to piggyback on something you said before we went on the break. You mentioned about positioning. And I think that we need to spend some time on that, because entrepreneurs really, I think it's safe to say they do not spend a lot of time focusing on what their positioning need to be. So before you continue with the wealth of information you have to deliver, I would love for you to please spend a little time talking about positioning for entrepreneurs.
Well, if I understand what you're asking, it would be, help me out when you say positioning. Are you working with other people, or are they trying to see themselves in the marketplace? I mean, that's a pretty heavy question. Help me out. When you say positioning, in which way?
Positioning in a marketing perspective, because we're looking. You know, they talk about they don't have any money. And marketing is for big company. Advertisement is for big company. But we got to understand, unless or until we are properly positioned in those areas, there's nothing that's going to happen for us. For example, the lady you use about the store there, maybe she took that physical location because of the rental it was, not understanding how that positioning was more detrimental to her than if she had gone to a storefront that she was going to pay maybe a couple hundred dollars more. So you mentioned quite eloquently about the visibility and where she was and how she could do that. But I want us to talk about the positioning in the marketing aspect.
Here's the thing. No matter how good your product or service is, if people don't know about it, you're the only one to know about it. There used to be an old saying that, you know what, if you do something in the dark, you're the only one know what's going on. So that's why you need to advertise, because nobody knows what's happening. One of the things that you brought up that most people get stuck on, and that they confuse the result, money, with the activity that brought the money. Money is the result of an activity. It is not the activity. So in marketing positioning, well, what's the point of positioning myself in the marketplace? It's so you know, so people know you're there. From that, you would like to think a transaction will occur, and most of it like a financial transaction to occur, and then we'll get money from it. And then, you know, hey, if I get more of that money, I can do more of this stuff. Well, here's where people, to me, get themselves thrown off. This is why it's so important to check out your assets. What do you have right now in your possession that you own? And this is not always physical, because that's going to help determine the goal, what you ask. Where do I position myself in the marketplace? And the position has to work for me. What works for Dr. Daphne will not work for Ricky, and vice versa. So you're right. The lady let the rental drive her decision. It was she got the place for a low cost. And you're correct. What she didn't take into account was the disadvantage it put her in before she even started. And
that's
so
right.
you have to address that. So the same thing in the marketplace. A lot of people are trying to get in the internet. I know a lot of people think it's just so easy because the cost is lower. But keep in mind, the lower cost doesn't always mean the better position.
Yes, you can get on
the internet for a few dollars nowadays. But business principle doesn't stop. Advertising doesn't stop. Promotional strategies don't stop. Marketing principles don't stop. Most people think they do. So they'll get a web address or they'll join a company and become an independent distributor and they think, I'm done. I've arrived. All I got to do is just tell a whole bunch more people about it. It's like, well, no, you got a lot more to do besides that because here's your reality. You just entered a very competitive marketplace. You're not the only one in town doing what you're doing. You're not the only one consulting. You're not the only one doing life coaching. You're not the only one offering shoes. You're not the only one doing hair. There's other people doing that. So how do you distinguish yourself amongst the other people that's already doing what you're doing? Well, you got to find out what's my difference, and even if I have one. Because if you don't, you're going to have some trouble. If you do hair like everybody else do hair, then you're just part of that group. But if you do hair with a special twist, or you do hair with you're really good at coloring, or you have a specialty, you have to highlight that. Like Dr. Daphne, what you're great at is adversity. You have taken what most people treat as a negative, and you put a positive spin to it, and that's taking advantage of adversity. So now the adversity doesn't become my enemy. Now the adversity is something I can deal with because I know I can do something with it.
That is so key.
So even when you talk about positioning, and I bring that up because this is part of it. In order for you to know where you're going to fit in that marketplace, you got to know what market am I in. Most people don't know the business they're in. It's kind of ironic, but a lot of people, okay, if you don't know that, for example, if coaching is not, you're not in the business of just talking to people. You're in the business of trying to have them reach the thing they want to do. So what market does that really put me in? It really puts me in their market. See, my coaching helps them become a better athlete than I, guess what, I just went into the sports arena. Because how can you coach me about that if you don't know what I'm into? How can you help me if you have no idea what I do, how am I influenced by it? This, when you ask the question about position, which is so critical to a lot of folks, is that you really got to know what you're getting into or you will be on the wrong page real fast.
That's right. Because a lot of people, I find it with people who is looking to secure my services. And one of the first thing they would ask me is how much I charge. And I said, I can't tell you that because I don't know what your needs are. We'll have to sit down and to discuss what your needs are. Then after we do that, I can find out whether or not we are a match and that I can deliver. So people, a lot of times, they use money for just to be hindrances because a lot of times they're not looking on what their needs are and all of that before they think about, oh, it costs too much and all of this I have to put out to get that. But you have to know that. Don't just go to somebody because they are cheap. You go to someone because you're getting result. I tell people that the same thing about politics. Don't only support a political party because that's the party your great-grandfather and most of the people in your ancestry belong to. You're going to support it. You do it because they are supporting your values and your morals and enhancing your family. And if people, you know, turn their eyebrows up when I say that. But I say, you got to think for yourself. Because when you look back on our ancestors, they didn't need much then. They use what they have, but things and time has changed. So you got to know what you want in order to see whether or not it is in that person. I want to remind the listeners that they can call in 646-915-8166 to be part of this conversation. We are today speaking about using all the tools that we have available to us as entrepreneurs so we can manifest the greatness that we are called to. And this conversation is also helping us to understand to trust the process once you have it in place. Things did not happen overnight. A lot of times people will look at people who are successful and they will say, oh, they make it overnight. No, they did not. Some of us don't understand that their overnight is like 30 years. You are listening to my guest now. It took him 30 years to develop and master what he is now using to help us understand. So you got to define your overnight. Some of us overnight is 20 plus, 30 plus, 40 plus, 15 plus, 10 plus. But it is never 24 hours. Back to you, Mr. Johnson.
You know, it was really interesting, and thank you. You just said something that's super powerful, so it needs to definitely be repeated. You got to trust the process. One, you got to understand what the process is. But we just take the position you do understand what the process. Let's say business, the business process. You got to trust that process because this was going to happen. A lot of times, it's going to look like you're not succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
It's because what you're measuring your success by, it's not always the thing you should. Most people measure their success by money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. Again, that's an end product. That is a result. It is not the action that caused the result. It is the result of an action. So if the action is what causes that result called money, then I need to check out the actions. What am I doing? What am I saying? Who am I saying it to? Why am I saying it to them? See, I got to do that, again, self-assessment. I'm in business. I want to be successful. Success could be connecting with somebody who can reach more people than me. That just means I took a very positive action to get this result called money. But if I focus on the money, I won't trust the process.
That's right.
What happened is, go ahead.
What people need to do, and I think it's important for me to interject it here, they need to be clear about their success and understand their wealth. Because anything to do with money is not your success, but it's your wealth. And this is why you have to understand both terminology different. But a lot of people, their wires are so entangled. Their wealth wire and their success wire is so entwined that they mix them both up at all times. Continue on your point.
That's why they get people like you to say, help me out. Because here's the thing. We all can get confused. There's nothing wrong with it. It's going to happen when you have a lot of things going on. You can't know it all. And Dr. Daphne, you shared this. You know, you have to go out and get other resources, other people. The reality is that when you get in business, and here's the myth, the self-made person, they did it all on their own. They conquered it all. No, they didn't.
That's
most
right.
People have a team. They have other resources they go to. I'm not the greatest counselor in America. I wouldn't even try it with folks. Yeah, I can talk about marketing, talk about promotional strategies. We can do that all day long. But if you need somebody to really sit down and just talk with you, you would go get somebody like Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson because she has that skill. She has that ability to be able to listen to you and sort out the things you're saying and help you get clarity. That's not my strength. So if I have somebody that needs that assistance or service, I'm going to come to Dr. Daphne and say, you need to talk to this person because that's not my calling. I bring this up because when you're talking about positioning, you're talking about trusting the process. You talk about, hey, you know what, you may not have the terminology right. Maybe your definitions need to be looked at again. But people, again, have to realize that you can get off course real quick, real easy. When you're doing carpentry, they'll tell you, measure twice, cut once. Why do you say that? Well, because if you cut it wrong, you will build this building, this big building you have in mind will be totally wrong because you didn't measure it correctly. You're off by, I remember when I used to be in that field, If you start off a quarter of an inch wrong, at the end of the day, your foot off.
That's
your
right.
Your foot, not a quarter inch. Now, if I had measured it twice, though, made sure my cut was in the right place, at the end of the day, the building is the way I want it to look. The frame is it's right. It's plumb. I can put the door in correctly. And so I take that over into business. In business, you need to think about it twice and then act on it once. And once you act on it, move on. Trust the process. If you understand the process is correct, then follow it. It does take time. The myth that it happens quickly, it gets reported quickly, and that's where people get mixed up. You just said it. 30 years I've been doing this stuff, in, out, had good, had bad. Reality, though, I've always learned from it. And
that's
I didn't
right.
always apply it. Attraction to attraction to distraction applies to anybody, including me. I've gotten off on the wrong foot, the wrong path, went down the wrong road, and I went down it fast. I was traveling as fast as I could go. Wrong road, though. So it didn't lead me to where I wanted to go. Guess what?
That's right.
Not only do you have to stop, if you can't find a shortcut back to where you need to be, you got to turn around. Now, here's what hurts, folks. You have to turn around, go back down the road you traveled, get back to a starting point where you know you should be, and then you take off again, this time, though, in the right direction. Now, here's what folks don't get. Because you've learned so much going down that wrong road, now your speed down that right road is doubled. Because now you know the things you need to look for. Now you know the things you need to do. Now you know the things you should take care of. I come back to your taking advantage of adversity. And I have to think about this in my life. I used to get so frustrated about I wasted a month or a year or $1,000 or $10,000 going down this path. And I would be highly upset. So, yeah, the real part, you got to get your pride out the way. You got to push your ego out the way. You got to say, you know what, didn't work out. There are no shortcuts. I can't just cut across the field, to speak figuratively. I have to turn back around, go back down this road. Now, here's where ego will beat you up. You pass a lot of people going down this wrong road, and you probably was talking a good conversation, like, I won't see you guys again. I'm on my way to success. I'm going to be this again, I use your word, you know, this wealthy and rich person, okay? Guess what? None of that happened, and you got to come back by these people.
Pass them again.
Now,
you got to pass them again.
What are you doing coming back here? I thought you was on your way to success and fame. Now, you either admit, you know, I was just going the wrong way, or you go, nah, you know what? You're right. Let me turn back around. I'll go down the same wrong road again. That's the sad news. Many people, even when they realize they're on the wrong road, will stay on it.
That's right.
See, get back, come back. Go ahead.
I think this is the perfect segue in question into asking you to give the listeners a list, as you have defined them, of the tools that they have available to you. And then I want you to close that question off in showing them how you can help them to utilize that tool. So it's a two-part question, because some people, they still don't have no idea about these tools. And even though you've been talking about it for the past hour, they still have not jot anything down now. So I'm telling them to get their paper so they can jot it down. So when they call you up for that initial consultation, they already know where they are on that list that you gave them and how you're going to be able to help them.
It's one thing I'll say, I have a video I recommend everybody go to first, and it's at Juniques, JUNIQUES.WS/classic, CLASSIC. There's a video there that I've been playing for years now, and it's the first thing I tell people in business to help them with their advertisements. And it simply says, there's 52 weeks in a year, you need to have 52 specials. So, you know, you can go, that's a starting point to kind of address what you're saying. To give people an idea of start to think again. A lot of us don't. We get caught up in other people's ideas. So when you talk about tools, first thing, your asset, and you can have tremendous assets that have nothing to do with a monetary value. Number one, again, if you're a great listener, if you're a great speaker, do you write well? Do you draw? Do you know how to get on the internet? Do you know how to mail? These are activities, but you got to find out, well, what can I do right now? Not if I had another $10 or if I knew 17 more people. Here's the thing, again, tools are so much concept. And so the thing is, I listen to people all the time, and they have one more thing mentality. One more thing mentality keeps us from doing the things we need to do. And it always goes this way. Hey, Ricky, I'm ready to get started. As soon as I can get somebody to lend me $1,000, I'm ready to go. Hey, Ricky, I'm ready to get started. As soon as I can get this article published, then I'll get – I say I need one more thing to get started. And I'll say right now, use what you got. Now, I'll say it 100 times. Use what you got. Start where you're at. That's number one. The biggest tool, the best tool is you. See, I can give you strategies and tactics and methods, and, you know, we could go all day with that. That means nothing. Until you start with yourself, and you got to first assess. That's why I put so much stress on assess. When I go into a company, and to this day I've yet not have it occur, I can find assets that you have, you own already, that you're not utilizing, that you're not marketing, you're not monetizing it. You can take these assets that you already own and turn that around. Sometimes you can just joint venture with other people. You do complementary relationships with people. Sometimes you just, again, let me talk about one of the greatest tools, joint venture. Joint venture doesn't mean we become partners. Doesn't mean we are on the same page every day. It just means for this little moment of time, you and I will get together and we'll agree to get something done. And then when that thing's completed, we move on. But if you learn how to do that well, you will find the resources that you think you don't have. You'll find out real quick, I can go get them. When you say write things down, I tell everybody, again, people confuse strategies with tools. That's not a tool. That's not the tool. The tool is, and to make it, again, Dr. Daphne, as you know, I will tell you in a minute, man, keep it simple. You don't need you don't need a website to get started. You don't need to go have 1,000 people already that you can touch. You only might know 3 people. Start there. You may only have one part of what you want to do, be it you want to go into singing. Man, I've dealt with a lot of folks that want to be in the modeling industry, a lot of folks that want to be in the music business, and boy, do they convince themselves they got to have all this other stuff to make it. And I'm like, well, if you sing, sing. You can sing to yourself, put it on a cassette tape, put it on a CD, put it, whatever you do, sing and get it to somebody so they can listen. If you write, I remember many times people would say to me, Ricky, I want to be a published author. I go, okay, great, why aren't you? Well, see, I got to write this great book, and then I got to get somebody to publish, and then I get somebody to distribute it. I go, where did you come up with all that? Here's the deal. Write something down, hand it to somebody else, and already you are now a writer, you're an author, you're published, and you distribute it all in one stroke. Yeah, but I need this great distribution going on. I go, no, you started off with one person. What if that one person takes your letter and hand it to 5 other people? Now it's circulating. That's how any publication gets started. I know that's simplistic, but that's truly, especially you're talking about, hey, you know, hey, listeners take note and here's all these tools. Here's the problem with that statement. People think a magic sentence is about to come out of my mouth, and it isn't. There's no magic to this.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, for me, and especially as adults, you write it down and it kind of embed it and help to hold you accountable. Because as you say, the things are so simple and people don't know how important they are. And they look for, you know, sophisticated systems and methods. And I'm not saying that those don't work. But as you rightfully say, we don't need them to be successful. We don't need them to start. You mentioned about using what you have. There, I think maybe about 6 years ago, I listened to someone's teleconference, and he offered that you could buy for a healthy amount of change the material from that, and he had a workbook, two workbooks, and a binder. So the packet came with 20 CDs and these three binders. Well, Ricky, I'm telling you, I was upset when I opened that packet that I paid the healthy change for. You ready to know what's in the packet?
What did you get?
He did something like a boot camp with his top clients that he was coaching. All the things that they wrote from there to give an assessment of the progress they made since they're working with him, he got their permission to copy those things. And that's what in the binders. Some was typed. If you turn up at that event with it typed, well, when I got it in the folder, it was typed. But a lot of them was handwritten. Some on plain paper, some on lined paper. The CDs were in little plastic unmarked sleeves. But he got a healthy change for that. And I looked at it and I said, if so-and-so is doing this and charging for it, what excuse do I have? So a lot of time we allow sophistication and stuff to get in the way of our success and our progress.
Yeah, especially nowadays. See, everybody's being convinced that the internet is the way and only way. And I'm like, no, the internet's just one part of many ways. The conventional, traditional methods still work. You know, direct mail is still very much alive and well. The telephone, very much alive and well. A lot of people don't understand that. Again, the basics. Let's come back to the basics. Communication happens pretty much. You still got the five senses you're dealing with. On the internet, you're dealing with sight and sound. That's it. You're not dealing with touch. You're not dealing with taste. Sorry. So what happens to those areas? Because there are some people, sight and sound doesn't work for them. Sometimes they need touch. Sometimes they need taste. You have to find out what else has been successful before this thing even showed up. So What you're talking about right now, all that guy figured out was people wanted magic answers. So he basically told you, I'm going to give you this magic answer, and I'm going to send you this 20. So he understood that people like to think they're getting a lot. So I'll give you 20 CDs. We hit this big number. Wow, that's going to be all this, you know, all this magic information. And I'm going to give you this binder. It's a three-ring binder. And so you get it, and it makes you realize that, wait a minute, I knew a lot of this already.
That's right.
And I paid for it. I paid for what I already knew because I convinced myself that somebody else had a magic formula. Mm-hmm. And you found out, you know what, I need to now do this for myself. The same thing with right now for your listeners. You ask about tools, use what you got, use the telephone, use the mail, use the internet. These are just communication devices. Get your message shaped up. If you want to be a great writer, tell everybody I want to be a great writer. That's why I'm calling you, because I'm going to write something and send it to you. That's direct mail. And then once you get it, it's going to be a web address in it if you're on the internet. But if you're not on the internet, you can say, listen, here's another number called a voicemail that you can call and listen to what I'm talking about. And after you listen to this voicemail, guess what? We're going to meet. Now we bring in the other senses, the touch and the feel and the taste. And if I'm local, I'll meet down at the library. No, we don't even have to go get a meeting room and pay out money. There are places we can go. I tell you, I use for meeting rooms, I will find the Sheridans or the Hiltons in your neighborhood. Hopefully you got those. And if you don't, the equivalent. What is the real nice hotel in your area? When you go somewhere, people say, "Well, I need an office." No, you need a place to meet. That's what you need. And these places welcome you. They welcome you because you bring business to their facilities. So guess what? Mm-hmm. Now you have this nice environment. It is business conducive. It's business positive. There's not, you know what, if you go to a Denny's, which is okay, but you can have a lot of background noise and chatter and dishes
and
clanging.
And the children.
But you're not going to have that happen at a Hilton or a Sheraton or one of your better hotels. Guess what? You're not going to hear a whole bunch of background noise. These people are, they know we have the clientele. They're coming here to do business. So here's again what I'm saying. If a lot of people have resources right available to them now, they just don't use them. The public library, which I love it. I hope they never close it, which one day they may, the way we're going. But right now, I'll tell anybody, you mentioned the word wealth. You want wealth, go to a public library. Every subject you can think about is in there, and it's in many forms, from written to audio to visual. I mean, libraries have gotten a lot better over the years, but you don't have to spend $1 billion to go find out things. You do your homework. You go to work. Part of going to work is getting your knowledge.
That's
so
right.
Good
research.
And we want
to stick a pin right there and just ask you to grab your water, moisten your throat. I'll be right back with you. I also want to tell my listeners that on June the 3rd, I will be appearing on the show Time Out with Kevin Gallagher. That will not be live. However, he told me yesterday he's running a month behind. But I want to ask you to stay tuned to my tweets and everything because I will let you know when he uploads the stream. I know he always put it up on YouTube and all of that. So I want for you to be able to listen to that conversation with Kevin Gallagher and myself. However, I have been asked by the Tenacious Woman Radio Show to be their guest on June the 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So for that one, you can tune in live to listen to the conversation with Jewel Daniels and myself over there. She is doing another amazing job there. And so I will be in conversation with her on June the 6th. I will be at 7 p.m. on the Tenacious Tuesday Women's Show with Jewel Daniels. So I look for your support there and hope you will find a reason to call me and just to show me some love while I am there. And again, I want to remind you, show my guests some love. The brother is investing in you this morning. He is depositing in you because he wants for you two to identify your turnaround. June, I claim June as my turnaround. It doesn't mean that it cannot be yours. But call in, show the brother some love, 646-915-8166, and he will take your questions too. And before you answer any more question or before you continue to deposit enough, I want you to tell people your contact information, where they can find you, and tell them some of the services or all of the services that you offer to make our lives more profitable.
Well, thank you. Easy to find me is Janiques, J-U-N-I-Q-U-E-S dot W-S, best starting point. Email is Janiques at Janiques.ws, so it's another good way to reach me. Services, again, my real claim to fame is to help you with your marketing promotional strategies. First thing we do is get in the house cleaning part or the inventory part and look at your assets. You have more than you realize a lot, and if you have somebody that's trained in that area, you don't get that pointed out. And unfortunately, that time is just now. We can't ever get time back. We can get many other things in our life back, but time is not one of them. So you're trying not to get on that wrong road because you can be on the wrong road doing the right things and it's still going to get the wrong results. So we're trying to help you avoid that journey. Get on the journey that's yours. The key to this thing, that's why I need people like Dr. Daphne in my life, so I can see other perspectives. I'm good at what I do, but the things I don't do, believe me, I'm not good at it. So I have to get with people who are those good people. So, again, reaching me is real simple. I am a very result-oriented individual. You will find out I don't give a lot of this philosophy because that's not what you're seeking. You can get that in many places. I mentioned one of them is the library. You need action items. You need things that are, again, measurable. We start in, again, turnaround month, June. Well, how do we know that we turn around? We'll look in July. We'll look in week one, mm-hmm. week two, week three, and week four, because guess what? The neat thing about our time system is it stays constant. There's always going to be 52 weeks. There's always 24 hours. There's always 7 days. These are very measurable points. And we can see, are we going where we need to go? Like the example of, you know, measure twice, cut once, because we don't want to cut a quarter inch short and have mm-hmm. our building leaning to the right when we finish. We want to mm-hmm. we want to make the right things happen at the time they need to happen. So, again, I thank Dr. Daphne for having me on the show, and I know this will be listened to at another time. And so I want to make sure even now, even whenever you hear this, you have everything you need right now to get to where you want to go. Now, how you apply that will make the difference. You can spend one day doing it, or you can spend one lifetime doing it. That's definitely a personal choice. The tools that you use, and there are many of them, and they will be different circumstances. I just gave you, the Internet is only one tool. Do not let anybody convince you that it is the only way to succeed in business. It is only one way to get your message out. You still have direct mail. You still have the telephone. Most folks can have a phone. It is probably the least expensive device you have in your life. Internet brings cost. I mean, you got to have, one, you better have electricity. Two, you better have an Internet service. Three, you better have a computer. Four, you got to know what the heck you're doing when you get on it. Five, you got to move all over the place because you're all over the net, as they say. But guess what with a phone? A phone, you pick it up, you put in a number, and it reaches somebody. And a phone is something you carry around in your pocket. Now we have many communication systems. I don't even think phone is an accurate word anymore. But you have this way of reaching people. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No, I said you're absolutely right, because I was floored, because you know I am a work in progress when it comes to all the technology. But I was floored last week when I learned that my listeners don't have to sit in their offices and their homes anymore, glued to the computer to hear me. Those who have a smartphone, they can take me where they go. Shopping, vacation, I'm there with them. They don't have to wait to go shopping anymore. They can turn me on in the supermarket aisle, and I can shop with them. I tell you, man, I'm so excited about that, Ricky, because, you know, people were saying, oh, I got to go to the laundromat at that time. It's my day off. Now they're going in the laundromat. Don't you think I'm going to be picking up more listeners, because they're going to want to know, what's you're listening? So you are so right in saying technology has opened up a whole different world for us. But however, we cannot forget the things from the basic, because some people are still old school and they don't want to move with the times to get all involving all the technology, and they still want to go open their mailbox and get a postcard or get a handwritten note from you saying that you appreciate them. So we got to utilize all aspect of what we have, because we don't know what each person like until we do that.
And that's the part of the communication process. You said trust the process. And so when people understand communication, number one, these tools we use, mail, Internet, voicemail, these are just tools, but the overall is part of communication. And so effective communication means I've conveyed my message to you the way I want to, and you received it the way I had anticipated. See, if my message gets interpreted wrong, then I'm not successful. I got it to you. I used the right tool, but the message itself wasn't clear. So coming back to what you just said, yes, people now, like I said, the day of just a cell phone, that word will go out, we'll come up with it, that word will go away because people are carrying more around, I call them mini communication systems, because now you can watch movies, you can check the internet, that you know, no more just send and receive, no more I just dial a number, but here's the crack up. If you forget, there are many people who all they want to do is dial a number and listen to somebody, then you miss that market. Mm-hmm. And if you chase after all the newness, newness means exactly that. It hasn't been embraced yet. It's just been introduced. Mm-hmm. So
that's
if you
right.
forget that there are still people who, yes, want to just be able to sit down without any rush and read a card or a letter from you who will give you, and here's what people forget. When you're on the internet, when you're trying to get me to websites, I don't have your undivided attention.
That's
but
right.
if you send me a letter, you're going to now have my attention. If I stop and start reading that letter, I'm not competing with anybody because you're now fully engaged with whatever I got on this piece of paper. And that is what you're trying to do.
I have a personal testimony based on what you just said about the website. I did a presentation at an organization 2 weeks ago. On the handout, I made sure I put my telephone number and my website and my business name and address at the bottom of the handout. You know, this week at 6 o'clock in the morning, a woman who was in that presentation called me up to let me know she visited my website, read about the things I do, and she wants to talk to me about becoming her coach. Now, if I did not put that information on the handout and I gave her a card, it would be more than likely that she would have misplaced that card or stick it in her pocketbook among all the other clutter and stuff that's in there and probably would not call me up. But she had it on that handout. And she was able to look at the website and call me up right there. So you're right. We got to cover all the bases.
It wasn't a lot. You didn't have to do anything extra, really. I mean, this is kind of just... it's just good business principle, right? It's just, hey, let me have effective communication. See, what you share on your show, and I think what people really need to hear, there are no magic answers. There's nobody's out there got one solution for you. There are many ways to apply the things you need to do in business, from creating your product to having an inventory to service delivery to quality control. I mean, all these things are part of it. The communication process and what goes in it. One thing I want everybody to realize that when you're doing your communication, there's another time to do assessment. What means or tools am I using to communicate, and am I making sure they complement each other? For example, the flyer you gave the lady, gave her a phone number, gave her a web address, gave her an email address. So you gave her several ways to reach you. She chose to call. You allow your viewer or your reader to make the decision what works for them. You didn't just assume that I'm going to just give you my web address and you'll go over to my website and you'll look me up. Maybe she doesn't like computers or she doesn't have internet access.
That's right.
Maybe
right.
she doesn't
you
have email.
Something else happened a few weeks ago. I have this dear friend and she's in the category of a senior. And she was sharing something with me that she was so perturbed about. She was part of a national event. And when she turned up at the meeting and she was looking around for people who participated in 2010 in this event. and they were not present at that meeting. And she asked the organizer, what happened to such and such and such? And the organizer said they did not reply to the email I sent them. And she asked the organizer, you're telling me the only form of communication you used with the seniors was computer? Email? How you know their email is working? And how you know they still have a computer? She said, why didn't you pick up the phone and call them? And especially younger people now, they just figure, you know, oh, I'm texting. You don't answer. I'm just learning how to retrieve my text. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And she was right. And she said the woman placed her arm, the palm of her hand, over her mouth. Because that was something she didn't think about. She just figured, email, palm, nobody answer. Well, they're not interested. The people probably don't even read the email. So what what you are saying there is point. And I want you to stick a pin because I got to tell people how to get to the bulletin board. So
okay.
Bear with me.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour. And we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to just remind you that it's D-R-D-A-P-H-N-E and not the doctor spelled out. Yes, I am making house calls, and you got to stop by there so I can come hang with you. And I tell you something, I just love the experts that I get on the show here because, you know, I have been so blessed in numerous ways that the people who comes on this show as guests, not only are they passionate about what I do, not only do they support what I do and believe in it, but listeners, they come committed to invest in who you are and who you have become. And I tell you, I don't know if my guest realized how long he's been on the show this morning, but we are down to the last 27 minutes of this show. And the brother is just getting warmed up. He's not watching his time to say, man, I got to go. He knows how important it is to invest in entrepreneurs. And I just want to thank you for your commitment to what I do.
Well, thank you. And, yeah, I'm aware of the tide, believe me. And everybody needs to be, and I share this with everyone, know the value of your time. Otherwise, another asset will go right out your life. Where you committed, again, seed and harvest, where you plant your seeds is where you're going to get your harvest. This is a blessing for me, too, so let me acknowledge this right now. And I thank Dr. Daphne for having me on the show, for allowing me to have this type of time, which is very appreciative on this end of the phone.
Thank you.
You're right. I'm very much about business people. I know if we're going to ever have an improvement in our lives, we have to take control of that. And if when you keep handing your power to other people, be it a job, be it another project, then you lose your own power at that point. I think we all contribute when we all can come into a situation and we all bring something to that situation in a positive vein. Being a business owner and a service provider means we can give back to people. Everything's not going to be measured by dollars. That's where people get messed up. Sometimes it's just measured in goodwill. Dr. Daphne, I compliment you because there are people out there. We're talking business. But you know what? If your life is tore up, business is the last thing on your mind right now. So when you talk about people having adversities, that's what they're dealing with on a daily basis. And some of these things have a long run. You don't get over it the next morning. You don't get over it next week. You sometimes you got a lifetime ahead of you trying to deal with something. And so people like you can come along and help folks with that. I've listened to your show many times, way before we even started interacting. I like, wow, her message is really a good one. And it is personal. And you are so willing, what I'm not willing to do. You have really disclosure. You will tell people your business.
Well, because, let me tell you something, Ricky, let me tell you something, man. You know my honey passed. I tell you, my honey, that man is the love of my life. I know that man since I was 16 years old, okay? We went our separate ways, and then we rekindled, and we were having a good, authentic, pure, virtuous time and relationship, looking forward for the future. And then what happened? God took the brother home. I tell you, the Wednesday following his death, the thought came to my mind, you can't do no show. But then again, you know what happened? My spirit said, no, you're going to do a show, you're going to dedicate it to him. And I tell you something, I did that entire 2 hours show. And I tell you something, the archive listening on that show, it's growing. So it's just affirmed to me that I just need to keep my awareness antennas up and listen to the directive that I get to do what God wants me to do. Because I could have well throw in the towel and not do anything. But instead, I went out there, I became transparent and let people know that I ain't got it all together. I look glamorous and young and sassy and all of that stuff. But hey, I got adversities too. But that is what is helping me to stay afloat.
And see, that's such a blessing because, again, that's not my calling. That's not my strength. That's not something somebody could come to me with. They would have to go to you. And this is, again, about when we bring it back into the business world. It's like find your strength and make sure you're chasing, you're following, you're passionate about what you want to be doing in life. Too many times we get caught up in other people's goals, and we end up being those people. I always find it humorous when I hear people talk about they get a job and they start saying they take ownership of it. They'll go, this is my job. And I go, okay, do they invite you to the board meeting to make decisions?
That's
because
right.
It's not your job. You're employed there, and yes, they hired you to perform a function, a service. And if you don't perform that function, they will let you go. So, if it was your job, nobody could let you go. See, that's how you know if it's your job real quick. So the only person can fire you in your job is you.
That's right.
That's it. So somebody else can let you go if not yours. And so the same thing when you go into the business arena. Now, you mentioned a word earlier, and we all need this, accountability. When you have a job, you have supervisors, managers, you have people, generally a hierarchy, and there's somebody above you, and they tell you you got to be here at a certain time, you take a break at a certain time, you have to do certain performances and meet certain criteria that they have established, and you do that, so you have the structure. When you step out on your own, all of that goes away. You got to become all of that to yourself. Many of us do not have that ability. So we need other people to hold us accountable. You were supposed to make a call. Did you make it? You were supposed to get this project completed. Did you get it completed? You were something you were supposed to do. And this is where a lot of business, or especially work-at-home people, fall apart. I'm going to tell you right now, nobody talks about this piece. When you are operating on your own by yourself, it can get really, really lonely in that environment.
That's right. That's right.
Your socialization goes away. You know, even at the job, there were distractions and there was other conversations and even the silliness of the company and they told you to do this and that. But that stuff is what made up your day. That's why Facebook grows so large because people are trying to connect again. Especially when they step away from those environments. So I share this with your listeners right now. when you're on, this is why you have to seek out other resources and sources, including other people, because you need that interaction. It is part of your growth. There is no such thing as the one-person show anymore. That was always a
That's
myth.
That's right.
That was never.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah didn't become Oprah by herself.
Nope.
Many people have to do many, many things to make that Oprah show, the Oprah network work. Same thing
That's right.
Trying to grow to an Oprah height, then you need to start building your team now. You need to start getting your resources now. You need to understand that you have many things right now in your own possession that you're not using because somebody pointed it out. It's not good. It's not bad.
Exactly. It's just what it is. That's right. And this is why I have learned I'm glad I learned this lesson earlier, that every person that comes into my life, I have three circles that I put them in. I have a small circle, I have a medium-sized circle, and I have a large circle. Everyone enters into that large circle. And at a time span, which is determined by me and their attitude and their behaviors, I begin to evaluate and assess them to see where they're going to move to. They're either going to be in that big circle for a bit longer, or they move to this second size, or they are ready to go to that tiny circle. That tiny circle have my core people that I call my inner circle. Those are the people I am extremely naked and transparent with. They know everything about me. I don't sugarcoat it. I tell them as it is. They, in turn, they don't tell me what I want to know. They tell me what I need to know that helps me to grow. And I encourage everybody to do that, because when we do that, you don't get bent out of shape and messed up. You understand that people come in your life for a season, and some seasons are longer. Some people come with more assets. Some are ready to go to that inner circle table, where others, you got to prepare them to go there. But I've found that very valuable to work with in my life, and I think it is something that you can try too, my listeners.
And you are hitting on it. We have to find out who the people we need in our lives and who we don't need. This is a turning point month, and I think, and I'm going to close out with this, Doc, and I'm going to let you finish up your show. Here's what the turning point month is about. It's about that assessment I initially started this conversation with. You need to go through and now look at the people you have in your life and some of the people you need to have out of your life. And let this be that month. Let this be that month that you get rid of one more thing thinking. And let this be the month that you start where you're at and start heading where you need to go. Let this be the month, if you realize that I'm on the wrong road, you stop, turn around, and head back to get to the starting point so you can get on the correct road. If your monies are really short, let this be the month that you turn around your finances, and that doesn't mean you're going to cure all your financial woes, but you just want to have an improvement. It may be $1, but it's still an improvement. Let this be the month. You declare it to be that month, that this is my turning around month, that I'm going to get the positive things in my life happening. So I do believe in speaking things into existence. I believe in seed. I believe in harvest. So I'll say to everybody, this has been a blessing for me this morning. I've had a great hour and 45 minutes that I've got to share with Dr. Daphne. I appreciate being on the show. Take the things we shared with you and put them to use today. Again, mm-hmm. This is your turning around month. So at the end of the year, when we all do our end of year assessment, all of us will have good reports, because we have now another good 6 months, 180 days minimum, to go turn things around. And understand, the turnaround doesn't mean it will happen tomorrow morning. It may take all 6 months just to get one item accomplished. But at least you know that's where you got to be heading. And so you can come back on the show, I'm sure, and share your progress with
That's
Dr.
Right.
Daphne and let her know, hey, I heard your turning around show in June of 2011. Let me tell you what I did. And again, it has to be measurable. It has to
That's
be
right.
something that you know you can do so we can have this conversation and say, did I move forward or did I slip back? And do not let that discourage you. Don't let attraction to distraction become your mainstay. You're going to get distractions. But keep clear to where you're heading and then get back with people like Dr. Daphne and check in. Check in and update. Let her help you be accountable. So with that note, Doc, I'm going to say thank you very much.
Yeah, before you go, give your site one more time and thank you.
Sure. Just go to Janiques, JUNIQUES.WS. And like I said, if you want to look at the video, go to, again, Janiques.WS/classic, CLASSIC. Take a look and a listen. You have my contact information there. Again, you can reach me by email at janiques@janiques.ws. So, and you can call me, 623-455-6364. Welcome to speak with anybody that wants some help in growing their business or just having a good conversation. And then if I do realize you need to talk to Dr. Daphne, guess what? I'll get you over to her. So with that, I will say have a fantastic day.
You too, my brother. Enjoy the Arizona weather, and I just thank you much.
All right, now. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yes, that was marketing.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
Yes, and we are down to the last 13 minutes on the show, and that, just a correction, is drdaphne.in. And you don't have to spell the doctor out. And I look for your support there and having you put your business out there so people can support you. Because if I am successful and you, my listeners, are not successful, it does not make sense to me. So I want to encourage you to go there, place your advertisement there. I want you to tune in on Tuesday for the Tenacious Tuesday show at June 7th. I will be on there at 7 p.m. That's Tuesday coming at 7 p.m. I will be in conversation with Jewel Daniels there, who is the magnificent host of the Tenacious Woman show. And I am just so excited about this segment today. And I want to kind of give you heads up that next week at one segment of the show, we are going to be talking about becoming the best that you can be. Becoming the best that you can be. Because I am strong and relaunching my life, and I want to help you to do the same about relaunching your life. And next week, I want to talk with you about becoming the best you that you can be. And only you will know when your best is good enough. And what I want to do is to pass on to you some tools about becoming the best you that you can be. And I want to encourage you again that to go to the drdaphne.in bulletin board, make your reservations to have me come to your place of business for a live empowering broadcast. I get into conversation with your customers and clients. I record their testimonial live and I put it up on the archive for the rest of the world to here. I tell you, this is something new that I am beginning to do. And I'm just so excited about it. I already did one, and it was a hit. It was a hit, and I want to make that available for you. And if you have a story to tell, send me an email at dynamicdaphne and the number 1@gmail.com, or send me a message here on the show. I also want to encourage you to go to the radio site and mark the show favorite. Become a friend, and I will keep you informed of who my guests are. You know that I have the best of the best. I have the best guests that comes on with wealth and wealth of information. So mark the show favorite. Leave something in the comments section of the show. We want to hear from you. Our goal is to keep the best information coming to you. Information that you can use. Information that's not fluffed up. Information that is hands-on for you to have at your pulse, ready for you to use. Again, I encourage you to join me on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. and also on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. So again, I just pray that the tools that you have got today can help you to reinvent what you're doing and to find the turnaround point in your business. I'm proud to say June the 1st, 2011 is my turnaround month in all aspects of my life. So stop by, leave a word of encouragement, mark the show favorite, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, connect with me on LinkedIn, and I think I'm on majority of the social media sites. So go to the drdaphne.in site and support us there by promoting your business for 20 words for $10 a month. And that can also include your official link. So I am just so supercharged about this segment today. You know, each day that I wake up, I get the affirmation about what the calling is that I am called to do. And I'm so happy that I have learned not to be distracted, to know that the destiny that I'm called to, I must manifest it. Not based on what others will say or what others will do. Not to be distracted by what others are doing. But to stay focused to the calling that I was called for. To trust the progress and to trust the process. And to hold myself accountable to the journey that I'm traveling. I ask that you take the time to do a self-assessment and inventory of knowing where you are and to use what you got. You heard Mr. Johnson talk about our assets. What are your assets? Writing, drawing, the internet. The biggest asset and the most important asset we all have is us, you. Start with us, he says. Use what we got. He mentioned about joint venture and the advantages. He talked about complementary relationships. Start where you are and with what you have. And most importantly, pointed out the importance of going back to basics and do not forget what works. He also mentioned quite eloquently that a solid business plan will work, or a business system or method or practice or habit or ritual. Once you have it down pat, it will work. Wherever you are, it will work. So again, I thank you, I respect and love you for joining me this morning on this broadcast. And just to pass some affirmation that you need to stick to your destiny and not allow anyone to get you off the path. Trust the process, guys.
Showing me, I can sense my way through, and I He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations.